USA Radio News.
The U.S. set to open another detention center in Texas due to an influx of unaccompanied minors crossing the southern border. The new facility can hold up to 2,000 children. Border officials have opened a number of detention centers since President Biden took office due to a surge in unaccompanied minors crossing the southern border. The Epoch Times reports the site will be used as a stop before unaccompanied minors are transferred to shelters to receive educational, medical, mental health, and recreational services. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is in Kabul meeting with senior Afghan government officials in an unannounced stop. Austin arrived Sunday in his first trip to Afghanistan as Pentagon chief. President Biden says the May 1st deadline agreed to by former President Trump's administration and the Taliban will be tough for the U.S. to meet. This is USA Radio News.
Billy Gerard here for Ocean Salmon. Ah, the new year is on its way and you're making those resolutions. One of yours this year to eat better. And you know what? Salmon should be a part of that. And the best salmon is available delivered to you from our friends at OceanSalmon.com. Chilean farm-raised, sustainably raised in the cold Chilean waters. You know, it's one thing to make a commitment to eat better. The next step in that is knowing where your salmon comes from. The very best salmon comes from Chile, and that is OceanSalmon.com. Go right now. OceanSalmon.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR15. You will get an additional pound of salmon, 15% off, and free shipping. Ocean Salmon. OSHENSALMON. OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Free shipping. An additional pound. Oh my goodness. And 15% off. OceanSalmon.com. OSHENSALMON.com. That's OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Hurry. Supplies are limited.
A Louisiana congressman's widow wins his seat in a special election. Dan Naraki from the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau reports.
Republican Julia Letlow won a Saturday special election in Louisiana, replacing her late husband who died before being able to take his seat in Congress. Letlow took 62% of the vote in the 12-way runoff election to represent Louisiana's 5th District. She becomes the first Republican woman to represent Louisiana in Congress. Luke Letlow won the seat in November, but passed away in December after a battle with COVID-19. A runoff was also held in Louisiana. Louisiana's 2nd District to fill the seat vacated when Cedric Richmond resigned to join the White House. Democrats Troy Carter and Karen Carter-Peterson will advance to another runoff on April 24th to fill that seat.
The U.S. is set to open another detention center in Texas amid an influx of unaccompanied minors crossing the southern border since President Biden took office. The new facility can hold 500 to 2,000 children, according to the Department of Health and Human Services. The Epoch Times reports the site will be used as the stop before unaccompanied minors are transferred to shelters. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Rallies to denounce hate and race-based crimes have been taking place in Atlanta and cities nationwide this weekend following the slaying of 6 Asian women at 3 spa and massage businesses in Georgia. Rallies were held from coast to coast, including in San Francisco, where crowds gathered in the middle of Chinatown, also Times Square, Chicago, and Pittsburgh. A white man who murdered 2 black people in Kentucky over 2 years ago has finally pleaded guilty to a hate crime.
A man accused of killing 2 people in what authorities describe as a racially motivated shooting at a Kentucky Kroger has pleaded guilty to federal hate crimes and firearm charges. Gregory Bush, 53, of Louisville, was sentenced on June 24th. He could face life in prison. Bush, who is white, opened fire October 24, 2018, at a Kroger in Jeffersontown, Kentucky. He killed Maurice Stoddard, 69, and Vicki Lee Jones, 67, both of whom are black. Before he went to the grocery store, he allegedly attempted to enter the First Baptist Church of Jeffersontown, whose congregation is predominantly black. Witnesses say he told a man, "Whites don't kill whites," before he was arrested. An attorney for Bush said that he had schizophrenia and he was not medicated on the day of the shootings. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.